Trey, everything you're doing today is self-pointing to me. Like, why is it so difficult for you to close?
I don't know. I thought we were 5 seconds of silence, though.
I thought we finished it.
It's over.
We
did.
That ain't even count. He just started talking.
No, real talk, I thought I had counted in my head, but I guess I didn't.
Terrible. Nah, he just started rapping.
I think you went on three.
Just start going.
Hey, Miles, is that cool, man? We good? All right, good. Miles, our engineer, folks. You be putting up with our shit.
I personally lost all control of this entire situation.
I definitely thought I counted. Nah, bro. You was like that one kid in PE when they say, all right, on the mark of three, and you run on one.
Like, you just... It's a false start. Right.
No, just let him run.
when we started this initiative 2 odd years ago, I really had, you know, some structure and really control over this entire environment.
Oh, initiative. That was cute.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that what we were doing? Was that an initiative?
Are we 2 years deep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As of September. Yeah.
September? I thought it was October.
It was definitely September.
Damn.
This is the longest job I've ever had without getting paid.
The longest. I was on the bus earlier today, and I was like riding down the street, and I'm listening to some podcast, and they're talking about whatever they're talking about, and then basically had some ads pop up. I said, damn, this podcast ads too. I said, we really don't put forth a lot of effort to getting paid. You know?
Do we love this? I don't know.
That's a good question.
Right.
We have that epiphany.
Well, I mean,
by the way, go to someonewillbeoffended.com and pick up your merch.
Yeah.
There we go.
Just bought me a sweatshirt.
You
want
to support the podcast? Stu supports the podcast.
Well, I bought a couple things.
Oh, yeah. Stu's number one supporter.
I got the tank top. I might wear it later.
The merch has been flying, though.
It is flying.
Yeah, we're sold out. One of the shirts. T-shirt. That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
The two Virgil's hat is really good quality, too.
I did see that. Yeah.
All of it's solid quality.
Yo, shout out to the creative director, whoever that may be.
Whoever that guy is.
All right. That boy is sick.
Somebody need to pick him up.
All right, let's open up this podcast. What's our vibe today?
I don't know. Let's turn it up, though, bro. I'm sleepy. It's been a long week. Yeah, let's... We're drinking tequila. Straight out the bottle. This tequila is soft, too. Soft white.
I'm the realest nigga in it. You already know. Got trapped of the year 4 times
in a row.
A lifetime supply of baking soda clientele. A rolling watch, 2 pot, and 3 scales. Can get a 550 in the Hummer. The birds fly down south to Georgia for the summer. Money hoes, cars, clothes. Coke prices up and down like 6 folds.
I must be a pussy.
Just cause I'm fly like a helicopter. The federales on my tail. Call them bird watchers. Minus the bullshit, life's great. Just got a camera on the beach in my license plate. What it do? What the business is?
Word on the street.
Jesus on the handle is.
Bitch, get your mind right.
Let me talk to him. Bitch, get your mind right.
Let me talk to him.
What the business is? Word on the street, Jesus on the handle here. Bitch, get your mind right. Let me talk to him. Bitch, get your mind right. Let me talk to him. It's not a trick.
Miss me with that rap shit. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Someonewillbeoffended.com is where you can pick up your merch right now. I am Mike Summers.
T. Hughes.
Come on.
Why'd you tap him? That's not how it goes.
You messed it up. Yo, that was your fault,
that's
Mike.
Not how it goes.
I was like, wait, why did he tap him?
I was like, all right, we're going to switch it up today.
Man, y'all know.
Welcome, yeah. welcome to Someone Be Offended Podcast. I am Mike Summers.
Stu Cornelius.
You got B. Best.
T. Hughes.
We were so enthusiastic with that one.
That's good.
Yeah, really, really enthusiastic. Really, really enthusiastic.
Now I'm looking at the same page as Stu was looking at. A lot of attention today.
Engagement going through the roof.
A minute spent.
Man.
It's going
Has anybody up. Ever walked up to y'all in the club and tell y'all the realest nigga living?
Oh, of course.
I love it when that happens.
Somebody's definitely said that, yeah.
I love it when that happens.
It's like verbatim. You're the realest living.
When does that not happen to me?
You're actually tired of it.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Heard that before.
Sick of it. Oh, man, guys. So much to get into today. Do we get into Kamala or do we get into Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Man, It's a lot.
Damn.
Oh, I mean, man, who can get it? Who can get it? The entire news cycle is just politics.
It really is. Sadly. Right. I mean, well, good, rightfully so. It's just, it's important. So.
It is. It is important. It is, what, it is, how, what are we, 26 days?
That sounds right.
Sounds about right.
That sounds about
question,
right.
Is anybody volunteering to work the polls?
I thought about it, but COVID
what's
is real.
What's so funny
so.
About that? Well, one, that's
I did
for,
that one year.
Okay, well, I shouldn't laugh. But one is for old people. Two is COVID.
But that's the thing, though. With it normally being old people, shouldn't we as youth step up?
Yeah.
Negro, we ain't no youth. You with your old ass.
That's right.
The youth.
We had all my young energy.
I didn't be working
no energy.
Best just want to spit it.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Hey, what's your name?
Yeah, okay.
What's your address, baby? Yeah.
I got to look you up. What phone number
is
it?
Can you write your phone number down here?
Let me see your IG real quick.
You know, it was funny. I was walking down the street earlier and I saw a girl. I'm like, man, this girl looks so pretty from the, I guess, like the eyes up.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I know, right? And I thought about that song from SNL.
Oh, yeah.
Like the bottom of your face. Yeah. Like, what's your bottom of your face still look like, though? Oh. You can't ask somebody that.
Yeah. How you doing? I was watching the documentary of the Most Wanted. Like the guy who did Genocide in Rwanda. It's like a series on Netflix.
Oh, that bad.
Yeah, and they was talking about the White Widow, the one from London. And before they revealed her face, I was like, man, she looks really pretty behind that. Like, cause, you know, show the eyes. I was like, man, she's kind of, I mean, she's a killer, but I was like,
she's a killer, but she's like, man, kill your ass.
Really, really pretty. And she's the mask. I was like, ugh, damn.
Yeah.
Not as bottom of your face, man.
She was killing you.
I don't even play that game anymore.
She was killing it.
Everybody ugly until proven innocent.
Everybody ugly
until proven
I'm
beautiful.
You.
Man, I do wonder. I have started. I think now we're at like the part of the vergence where you can tell who's going to come out of COVID more in shape versus not in shape.
Yeah, we halfway through the race.
Yeah,
you kind of know who's winning, who's losing.
There's a few of us maintain the middle, but there's a lot who got super sexy or super.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Very fucking true.
Any y'all ever run track?
I did.
No.
So you know, like when some heats, it'd be that one person that is like one lap behind, and everybody clap for them as they come across.
Oh yeah.
So a lot of people that's a whole lap behind, right?
A whole lap.
I'm not trying to be that guy.
A whole lap. You got. You got
right. Just hang out in the middle.
Come on in.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
You got it. Yeah, man. You can't order everything on Seamless. You got to go out to the restaurant every now and then.
You got to cook.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cook.
Pull some veggies out, baby. It's cool.
Get out.
Yeah.
Oh, my friend got a cooking show. I'm making pasta. No, you don't. Put the pasta down.
Go. Make that pasta. Oh, I got to walk to the grocery store.
Don't do that.
Have y'all thought about what, my wake-up pattern has completely gotten off. And I don't know when I go back into an office how I'm going to. I wake up sometimes I wake up like 8 o'clock. I'm like, man, it's so early. I could never wake up at 8 o'clock before.
8 a.m.?
Oh, because you had to get on a 7 o'clock train or something. That
you yeah.
You I had like 6:30,
I was 5:30 consistently.
Oof. I got to be 5 today. My morning pattern is like super productive. But around by like 10 o'clock, I was like, ooh, I need a nap.
Yeah. Well, see, I time it up perfect to whatever my first meeting is. And I just hop on that sweaty as hell.
Right.
Camera off. Sleep. No, it'd be on. I'd have a sleeveless shirt on and everything.
Sleeping eye and shit.
Wiping my forehead the entire time.
That sounds very uncomfortable.
It is.
Oh, man.
It's terrible. You should never do that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this week sucks, man. Debate. Want to start there?
It felt productive, but it's just like the weeks are exhausting. No one thinks they're exhausting these days.
My last two weeks have been exhausting.
The last 3 weeks have been rough. Yeah.
Never look forward to weekend so much.
Right? And then every time the weekend
gone
comes,
gone in a flash.
Like,
yeah, what the fuck does
gone.
The weekend
it's
go?
It's gone faster than it was when we were working in the office.
In a second.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
How does that happen?
I don't know. We may be getting old, fellas. That may be what's happening. Is this a geriatric podcast?
You think the younger kids are enjoying themselves better than us?
Yeah, they look like they are.
Yeah, I feel like they are.
They just saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Y'all think Atlanta's enjoying themselves more than us?
Oh, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just had pool parties.
It's very funny to me that CNN is based in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who said what is?
The fact that CNN is based in Atlanta?
The CDC is too.
And the CDC.
That's true. Hey, we open.
Why not?
We good. CDC right there.
Don't tell me what to do.
The vaccine up the street.
Yes. Apparently, I just discovered this week. Cities are taking weekends to Atlanta.
Mm.
So last weekend was the Chicago weekend. And apparently everybody in Chicago packed up and went to Atlanta. I think this weekend, I forgot whose weekend it is. I think it might be New York or something. I think it's something up over here. But like basically, like black folk in different city are like squatting up and going to Atlanta on certain weekends.
Like what's this about? Like who coordinates this?
The streets.
The street.
I guess the streets just we're not in the street. We in the streets.
I guess. I'll be moving to Atlanta, man.
And I just mean like having fun for weekends.
Just piping up for moving to have fun.
That's too. A wonderful city to pipe up.
Exactly.
Shit. It's like I don't want this to end. Let me go ahead and move. I got a home girl. I had a home girl that bought 2 acres for $40,000.
For $40,000.
Hold on. Where? Hold on. Where? What part of Atlanta?
The outskirts. Like East Point area.
2 acres.
Mm-hmm. $40,000.
$40,000.
Yeah.
She's building her own house.
How far is she from the
city?
She's by the airport. She's probably like 25 minutes.
That
from
sounds
the
about right.
From like downtown. Yeah.
God,
you know how big 2 acres is?
It's a lot.
An acre is like a football field.
That's huge.
I don't really under. So that's two. That maybe because like I'm not trying to build anything anytime soon. But I also feel like people overhype land a little bit.
It's the second time you're saying this.
Is it?
I mean, it'd be one thing if
you listen to me the first time, then I wouldn't have to repeat myself.
Well, if you're building a house, then that's one thing. If you're just getting land just to get land, that's a completely other
people
thing.
Get really excited about land.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost bought some land last
you
year.
You the one southern motherfucker I know that doesn't care about
I
that.
Wouldn't know what
Trey,
the fuck to
Trey
do with
is
it.
Super excited about land. Trey's been talking about buying land for the last 5 years.
Yeah, but you know what I learned? Like, the shit is zoned for certain shit.
Yep.
And you gotta look at the area you buying it. If the shit ain't going nowhere in the next 10 years, you just got
some
$40,000 investment that is just going to sit there.
Just grass.
Yeah. I know if I want some land, I got some land in my family I can go and tap into.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wouldn't know what the fuck to do with that land, but pay some taxes.
Is it like residential land, though? Like
it was residential. I wanted to do it for business, but they're like, it's residential only.
But they didn't tell you that before you bought it?
No, not until I went on the
definitely tell you before you buy it.
I'm sure it's like
before you buy it. When you're in conversations, you kind of can.
So you bought it already, but you didn't know.
No, I did not buy it.
Oh, okay. I thought you bought it, and then like, damn, I thought this was residential. Nah, now it's commercial. Like, gotcha.
Gotta go.
Yeah, man.
That's not
all the good land, man. The rich motherfuckers take up real quick.
Yeah.
Speaking of buying up shit, and I'm really trying to delay us getting into politics. But speaking of buying up land and shit like that, is anybody watching P-Valley?
Oh, P-Valley is over, Michael.
Well, I haven't started yet.
I'm watching it.
So you don't know if they're going to say the pink or not.
Who? Hold on, man.
don't tell me the plot.
Spoiler.
Right. I don't know who the pink is.
Yo, y'all need to come up off this login, son. I ain't had stars since middle of 2019.
I will share mine with you, but I use my sister's
I'm not doing that. Mike, who is this yours?
No, like, come on.
Three
no,
degrees of it.
I'm in a room with some well-to-do black man, though. Nobody pay for nothing. That's crazy.
That's the one thing I don't
know. I want to be very clear, and I probably can't lean you mine, though. But
mine that's not yours?
That's not mine.
Hey, man.
My name is Ori.
Okay.
right.
Cool.
Don't incriminate yourself.
Yeah, don't go. Create no new accounts.
Right.
Aaliyah still doesn't know who Ori is.
New profiles and shit.
Yo, that's a big
my
thing.
Profile. Hold on, don't change the profiles.
Yeah.
We log it in.
Everybody don't know we right here, all right?
Fucking up my algorithm.
They don't know we logged in.
No, seriously, everybody, particularly in the South, still has cable. And they're not going into no apps.
That's true. They've got cable now.
Yeah. So you just use their login. There's a whole login.
Oh, yeah.
For everybody in the South. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mom has cable. I use hers for like everything. ESPN, CBS.
Yes.
And they're never
going to use an app.
I'm saying, my mom don't even watch NFL Network, but she got the channel.
I remember one night, it was like a Sunday night, right? So like me, my sister, my brother, we all kind of on a group chat with my mom, kind of just talking back and forth about different shit on TV. Mm-hmm. And then I'm assuming my mom went to sleep. And before she went to sleep, she accidentally changed her password. And when you see three motherfuckers freaking out via text, like, Ma, you up? You up, Ma? Ma,
yo, what's your new password?
Let me sleep.
She's trying to sleep, and y'all bugging her about a password. Was it Netflix?
It was
something that was.
No,
that
it's all the cable
needed.
Stuff.
Oh,
we're trying to watch HBO. We're trying to watch fucking Lovecraft Country. We're trying to watch fucking.
So hold on.
On Showtime. We're trying to watch everything on cable, bro.
It pretty much felt like y'all cable got cut off.
You got home. You got the TV on, the cable off.
It was devastating.
You might as well go to Flex and watch Annie Bellum because shit, that's all I got.
Might as well pay that $3.99. Rent that joint.
But, Prime Video.
But I'll tell you, and that turned this into like the marketing podcast. But if these platforms were better at personalization, nobody would be doing these passwords. Because you think about like, I pay for YouTube. Nobody asks me for my YouTube password. Because like your YouTube experience is very personal.
Yeah, and I don't even want to see people's YouTube experience.
Exactly. Yeah. It's very
some wild shit on there.
Yeah. And it's very personalized. But for Netflix, I'm like, oh, okay, we're probably all watching the same thing.
Nah,
like,
some people don't play that fucking game, man. You go in there and play something that they stop deliberately, and then they come back and they play it further ahead, and they're like, fuck, I missed what happened. Yeah, now man. I gotta rewind back, see what, but they spoiled it already. Yeah. Now, some people are very serious about it. Like, they'll put like, yo, my account only use the guest shit in the username.
That's the name.
Boy, that's the name of the profile, so people don't touch
this. Sounds like a very personal experience.
No, it happens.
I mean, no, like, not to me. I don't really care. It's still, but like,
it's
I know people.
Who does it.
It's me, actually.
It's not me. I don't be caring.
You know, I got a homeboy.
Some people really care about that shit, dog.
No, like when I lend someone my passwords to, like, say Hulu or Netflix. That's the only two I kind of lend out. I will, before I lend them the password, I will create them a profile. I say, hey, I made a profile for you. So you watch everything in your profile. Mm-hmm. Don't go to my profile.
Mess my shit up.
But someone keeps going to my profile.
And that's new.
I don't know who
that's like newer, though. That's within the last like 2 years.
You can get up to like 5 or 6 profiles.
Yeah,
I think.
But before, it was just like one account, one joint. And
you can pay for a premium joint now.
Is that what it is? I thought all
the
other
stuff. There's tiers to it now. There's like 3 tiers to it, and you get more accounts with like the highest tier.
And then you can have more people watching the account at one time too.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, all y'all mamas, which includes for my mom-in-law, they end up going up on the accounts. That's why all y'all badass kids got access.
Got it.
Yeah,
makes sense.
It's actual family account.
Damn, I gotta get a mother-in-law, nigga. I'll be paying for all of them. I pay for all. I don't use anybody else's shit. I pay for all of them. The only one.
Trust me, that ring costs more than $10 a month.
That's right. Okay.
That's got a lot of years.
But I would also say, to escape during a pandemic, that's a residual benefit of having a mother-in-law. There you go.
I think it's like, your mom probably don't pay for the Netflix and the Hulu. They pay for the cable.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you do, you know.
That's possible. Mm-hmm.
You know, you're doing okay in life. You can pay for Hulu. And
hey, nigga.
See for yourself.
Chill out.
Yeah. Hey, man. Right.
Hey. Count my coins, man. Right.
You doing all right?
I'm a security guard. I work at the mall, nigga. Fuck that.
Hands out my pocket.
Fairly middling.
All right. You know what? Before we go into 30 different political topics, let's start with Tory.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Everybody knows, but why don't you give us the brief?
The funny thing about this is we saw this coming, but we weren't sure when it was going to happen. So, what was it? Maybe 3 podcasts ago, we talked about how Tory could have averted this situation just by just being like, yo.
Not a dumbass.
Not a dumbass and just a compassionate human being. Was just kind of like, yo, my bad. You know, it was an accident, whatever. I've spoken to Meg. We're cool now. And just kind of extended the olive branch to proactively and preemptively not make this a worse situation than it already is. Mm-hmm. But we've continued, he's continued to go down a path of not owning up to his shit, denying it. And, you know, Megan was fed up and she was like, no, that motherfucker shot me. I was trying to be cool. until he started talking shit. Now I gotta put you on blast.
Yeah.
So after that happened, you know, Tory then dropped an album. We talked about this last podcast.
Anybody listen to it?
Nah, I'm not really trying to.
I've heard a single song on it.
I heard a couple songs by accident. Came in my rap
by accident.
By the song you was jamming.
I was on Rap Caviar, and they played 2 of the songs.
You ain't got the lie to kick it, Craig. You ain't got the lie to kick it.
Was it any good?
Now you trying to act like it's not good. He's jamming to that shit. Your man was cooking to that shit last night. That nigga lying.
It was regulatory.
So the LA County Sheriff's Department has now, you know, pressed charges on Tory for, was it aggravated assault?
To do that, does Meg have to, does that mean like Meg?
I mean, they have a confession on tape. They have an open confession too. From the victim.
Oh, but that's just her saying it. I mean, yeah. Like, people rap, I sold drugs and killed somebody all the time.
Yeah.
But they don't get convicted.
But they do. It's admissible in court in a lot of instances. You do realize that, yeah? That's how a lot of cases get tied together. They use rap lyrics based on that. But if you're going on and having a video, like, on YouTube talking about the experience, and then you have to realize that the cops that were there were on the scene, they still had to fill out a report.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So that part I get. So they see her foot, my man, like, you know what I'm saying?
That part I get.
So now it's like, okay, it's still an open case. Like, they're still trying to figure out what happened there, right? And then it's like, okay, was that the gun that he used there? There's going to be forensic evidence that allows us to see what happened in that situation too. So
if you shoot someone, do they have to press charges, or is it just illegal to shoot anyone?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it'd be one thing if he was like, yo, it was an accident, X, Y, and Z, and it was an accident. It wasn't a thing. It's another thing entirely. Be like, no, I didn't do that. And the person who's the victim is saying, no, you did do it.
But if she, making it up, like, she gets shot and she's like, oh, we was just fucking around. It's all good.
We was just fucking around.
Yeah, she could drop charges.
She could drop the charges.
Yeah, yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, no, that she had the option to, for it not to be a situation.
He had the option for it to not be a situation.
Well, I'm talking about at this point.
Well, yeah. Fuck that up.
Or is it like the law is the law the and they're running with
the state can still bring charges, even if the victim is not the one that's pressing charges. You do realize that too, right?
In general, yes.
Yeah, so this is like, yeah. It's a high-profile case. It's the LAPD. They are fucking clout chasers like every other police department in America.
Can't play devil's advocate.
Everybody in LA want to be famous, huh?
Everybody want to be famous out here. They want to look like they're doing a stellar job. We're fighting for the rights of black women. And these motherfuckers like to spin some shit, too. Mm-hmm. You a marketing guy.
I saw Meg dancing her ass off on SNL.
Oh, yeah. That thing was crazy.
Question. Hey, yeah. How long ago was this gunplay incident? That's how I don't
remember.
It had
to be, what, a month and a half?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
6 weeks sounds like enough time to bounce back.
Recover.
We're still in the window.
Yeah. And then if I'm a performer, this is how I make my living.
I didn't see the.
I gotta perform.
I did see the wound. I just don't remember. I don't think it hit anything major.
They showed the wound though.
They did stitched up. Yeah, they showed it stitched up. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't see the open wound. I don't like shit like that.
But she didn't get shot in the knee, so I guess she could still dance.
Well, yeah, it's your foot, but it's still your foot. I mean,
you didn't get shot in the knee.
That's what takes you out the game.
I mean, it's still. That's a high charge, though.
Because that's where women hold their twerk.
I would think so.
The twerk bone comes from the knee.
I would think so.
Hey, you ever seen a motherfucker break their toe? And they ride around in one of them goddamn scooters and shit? You think a shot foot?
Oh, yeah.
Being shot in your foot ain't going to slow down your dancing?
It ain't going to mess up your rhythm.
I mean, if it comes out, then it's fine. If the bullet is lodged in there, it's different. What metatarsal it hit on her foot, like it's different shit.
I know, guys.
I'm sorry. She was lucky. She's lucky, is what I'm saying.
I ain't been shot. I don't know what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long getting shot takes out the game. Can you call it up from work if you got shot?
Yeah.
Why is he acting like he's never watched a hospital procedural show? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
he ain't grow up watching fucking Doogie Howser. This fucking guy, unbelievable. What is he talking about?
Nah, come in.
I also feel like in LA, doesn't everybody get shot?
Hey, man, what's your beef with LA? Let's talk about that. So let me give you all some context.
LA big drugs,
Mike
please.
Went come out. On, I mean, and he talked about this on the podcast. Yeah. Mike went out to LA. He had a wedding that he went out there with. And, you know, he went out there, had a good time, but really came back. You really came back with a visceral beef with LA.
I know what it was.
Yeah?
What was it?
What was it?
Say it. I was going to say, LA try to take it, bitch, but.
Don't get fired. I try to take it.
I try to take
it, bitch.
With a chip on his shoulder.
This ain't no somebody, man.
That shit shut down now.
Everybody got a different experience but you. All right, two-fold LA, man. LA gets more and more trash by the day.
Let me say this before you get into it. That's why niggas have baller ass weddings so niggas can see that shit.
Yeah.
You got a little change. You know what I'm saying? She good over here.
Don't put up on this.
We good.
Don't put up on her.
She fine.
Yeah. We good to go.
We set the bar.
We got resources.
Until she hit them LA streets.
And it closed up the last session. Tori definitely shot Meg.
Yes.
Close that out.
Yeah, he definitely shot.
And he deserves everything that's coming to him because he handled that fucking poorly.
He's a fuck ass biatch.
Damn,
there we go.
I felt that.
Tell him how you feel.
Personal.
Holding black man accountable. I'm with you.
All right, so two things with LA. So in general, so it's not a general aspect, and let's talk about the COVID aspect. In general, like, I just think that there has been a tremendous amount. We've been living in New York for a long time. There's been a tremendous amount of hype from, like, New Yorkers wanting to move to LA whenever, you know, you get tired of either the cold or a small apartment or whatever it is. And you go over there, and before COVID, I mean, I'm once, twice a year, have a great time in LA. But the shit doesn't have anything but sun. Like, outside, everything closes at 2. Everything is far as fuck. Like, even, I think COVID exacerbated it for me because it's like, you're just taking my money and I'm not even getting half of an experience. It's like, you literally just have weed, which, that's in New York at this point.
Yeah.
It's decriminalized.
You get weed everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere. Like, you don't have to go to LA for that at this point.
That's true.
And it's, that's true.
They got better shit, though.
It's literally just weather. Now, that's the one thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's big for some people, by the way.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I agree.
For that's some fine. People. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, we not talk about
people like depression because of winter.
Mm. Yeah. We talk about less COVID.
Long ass way.
That shit is just wonky as fuck over there. Like, they look so nervous. They make you nervous as soon as you walk in work.
This sounds like a people thing and not an LA proper thing. Because New York, you know, we headstrong. We going to figure some shit out. We know how to
real quick.
We know how to think through situations and find solutions quickly because the economy of the city depends on it.
I saw a whole fashion show.
Yeah.
On
Dope as fuck.
Lewis
yeah.
last night.
I saw one on Park Avenue.
Yeah.
It's like a whole
full-fledged fashion show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Outside. Lit.
Yeah. Outside. Yeah.
Lights and all kinds of shit. Yeah. Cracking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say, New York's
dope shit.
New York's
yeah.
it out.
Yeah. Yeah. New York, they can work shit out.
I did a comedy show right over by the bridge.
Yeah. The comedy. There was New York's one of the first places to do the outside comedy show shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Also, feel like half the key in New York is get through your really broke ears.
That's That's not half the key. That's the key.
There. No,
that's the full on key.
Boy, some people come and go real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Like
not
even 3 months.
Yeah.
Like,
yo, then your tax hits your ass fast. You're like, all right, I'm going to adjust to this shit or I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I don't know how you could be in New York. And that's the one thing. That's the one thing about LA that like drives me fucking nuts. Like in New York, you have to be motivated to survive.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ancient motherfuckers in LA couch surfing and just dicking around.
Says all the time,
and all the parties,
like that hustle. You know, yeah, all the parties. Yeah,
but then it's still pretentious for no reason. Yes. It's still everybody trying to flex.
Yeah.
But like, literally,
New York kind of
weeds that out.
You ain't making no money.
All the chicks on Instagram, the LA girls who look good.
Yes.
Them young ladies be homeless.
They are. No, seriously.
Or maybe homeless.
We were talking with Chuck about that shit.
Yeah. So we have this buddy. We was all going to LA for something one time. And, you know, naturally, you know, when guys are going to a city, you hit people up with the hey, I'm in your city, text, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, all the girls that hit up, they anxious to hang out. I said, yeah, they anxious to hang out for because they're homeless.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure out where you're staying at. Yeah, because they probably tired of staying on their friend's couch. And it's like, oh, shit, I can stay
in a bed with this guy. I like to cuddle.
Exactly.
Bro, they be homeless, bro.
I'm going to let you know, never, ever will you catch me with something I'm wearing that is cost more than what's in my bank account. And they wearing them expensive ass titties and ain't got no money in them bank account.
Yo,
at least that in your bank account. At least that.
I guarantee them titties cost more than their bank account.
They gotta put them titties.
Oh, here's the thing.
Hey, real talk.
They ain't pay for them.
Yeah.
Right. It was a gift.
Oh, they pay for them.
The gift that keep on giving. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, they, yeah. Hey. Nothing's free in this world.
One
friends.
Way or another.
That's true.
It paid for you, but you could have.
Couldn't have been me.
Yeah. The gentleman could have gotten out of that with a smaller tab, if you ask me.
It's hello.
Like, yeah, real talk.
You right.
Nice little dinner.
A nice dinner.
Maybe
a drink.
Be respectful.
Hit a little hotel tonight.
Bess is definitely not the. He is definitely not the it ain't tricking if you got it philosopher. He's not fucking with that.
Yeah.
What? I'm not fucking with tricking.
No.
Bess is not. I've never believed in that.
He's not that guy.
I like to have a good time.
But Bess will buy the first drink and then look at you like.
Speaking of the dinner piece, I'm side on the side kind of watching Girlfriends because Leah's watching Girlfriends, right?
Stop doing that shit. Yeah. You like the show. What the fuck is wrong with Mike?
Yeah, you know, so I was at the house and, you know, Leah was
watching
Kardashians. Yeah, he watches all the time. So naturally, I had to watch it.
I actually don't like
he be making that shit like it's a peace treaty. You know, I don't want no beef, so I started watching what she was watching.
Right.
Hey, like, he not sad keeping up with the Kardashians in the last season. This motherfucker be fronting, dog.
Just admit it, dog.
I be at the desk working.
Yeah, all right.
Sure.
Over there. The desk working.
Over there.
Mike, I've seen you try to focus. You're terrible at it.
It's all right.
And one, I never really liked Joe, but two,
you never really liked Girlfriends.
I didn't.
Let's come back to that.
Okay. Joan is mad annoying.
Joan is annoying as shit.
And I guess she had, what, a 3-month rule before she had sex with a guy? Yeah,
that's in the earlier
episode. And then what, reset it?
Yeah.
What? We too grown for this shit.
Yeah, I don't know any adult male who would play that game. Like, the fact that you have this, this generic rule that you apply to every person.
Is it as a
person, like, are you interested in me or are we playing a weird game that, like, a weird mind game?
Exactly.
What the fuck is going on here?
You are actually upset. I wish you could see Beth's face. Yeah. Like, visibly flustered.
Cause
what are we doing here?
Yeah. What are we doing here? Yeah. Like, do you want to get to know me? Cause I thought I wanted to get to know you, but
cause if you want to get to know me, you gotta get to know all of
me. Right. No, I'm not saying you gotta get to know
me. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, give up the pussy. That's what I heard.
I'm just saying, like,
you know what I'm saying?
You don't make her naked.
You don't even know the real me.
I'm gonna translate for Brandon. If I'm gonna be putting this work in, I want to know at least at the end of the day. The possibility of fucking is on the table.
No, I'm not even saying that. All I'm saying is,
around it. That's exactly what it is.
Dancing all the way around. If we're getting to know each other, let's generically come to the table and try to get to know each other.
He doesn't like
I'm not saying let's fuck tomorrow. I'm saying, like, hey, but make a decision on when you want to fuck based on knowing me. Don't just, hey, well, you know, my rule is 3 months. Well, okay.
So you're saying, like, if she wants to fuck you earlier than 3 months and she's faking it.
Well, my thing is, what did I just say? I just said the same shit.
Yeah, because
he just said it nicer than I did.
Yeah. Right.
He just doesn't want
the same thing.
He doesn't like that she's saying it. She's taking it off the table before. No, that's literally what I just said.
Yeah, it's like, what is this about? I've had a saying since.
I may not want to fuck you in 3 months. So it's like, who do you think you are?
I've had a saying since probably.
I might be 6 months.
That is
like, this nigga's good. I don't know if I should share this with you. Yeah. She's being stingy.
I've had a saying for since at least college, and it is.
Oh, this is scary.
Bitches is fucking.
Oh, see?
Oh, yeah.
And niggas is gay. And if you can't get with those two things, if you can't realize these things are happening in the world, you need to fucking go.
Are those two things existing at the same time?
No, I'm just talking about in general. If you can't realize that women are having sex and you're still counting a number, and you can't realize that dudes are gay, then, like...
Yeah, you live in a fantasy world.
Yeah, exactly.
That was what we believed wasn't true back in the day.
You said what?
Like, girls aren't fucking.
Stingy. I've never thought that. Stingy?
No one owes you anything. You never thought that back
when? No, I think women are making decisions that they want to make. I mean, they own their body,
but
they can choose.
Look,
when they want to engage in some sex or not.
Oh, Bess is good at spinning shit, boy. That motherfucker is a genius. Smart than a motherfucker today, boy. This guy is going in.
So, look,
that was really funny.
It wasn't until I got older that I realized that women want to fuck brutally as honest as we do.
Okay, what that mean? Like, that's the
like when
sex?
I was younger, yeah, I fucked a lot when I was younger.
But you're saying brutally honest, that means unprotected sex.
You don't fuck
No.
I think you're hung up on the brutal part.
The brutal kind of called me out for like, you are aggressive. Like, what's that mean? Like,
I had to hang it up like a trophy, man.
Okay, before we get canceled.
Look. But no, seriously. You know, you used to spit a little game, you couldn't just walk up and be like, hey, I want to fuck. You spit a little game. But I think I had my first one night stand.
Oh, your mouthpiece is weak.
Hey, look. If you can't. But look, my first time having a one night stand where a woman told me.
First time, you bring it back.
No, not my first time having a one night stand, but my first time having a one night stand where the woman told me, hey, that was cool. It was a good time, but I really don't want anything more than that.
Oh, that's fair.
Was when I moved to New York.
Oh, that's the
first time woman ever told me, she was like, yeah, it was good. Enjoy myself. You know, I'm not really looking for a relationship or anything.
This is very vulnerable,
like,
of you.
I was like, why?
How'd you feel about that?
He felt violated.
He wanted it.
He was like, wait.
I felt relieved. And
give me another chance.
At the same time.
Give me another chance.
I was like, wow.
Meanwhile, he's talking about it on the podcast. And she doesn't know his name anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, she doesn't even know my name.
Yo, when you realize a woman does not know your name, bro, it's like,
she definitely does not know my name today.
Okay.
But that was the first time I realized, like, these bitches just want to fuck just like we do sometimes.
Natty bitches.
There you go.
Yeah.
We getting canceled.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not sorry at all. You're not sorry at all. No, you're not. It's cool.
Now, I do think that I did have more experiences along those lines where women were more forward and, you know, kind of engaging like sexually and making it really clear that, hey, this is just kind of what we're doing right now as an adult. But I think it's an adult thing to do, like a grown-up thing. You don't do that in college because, like, you're in college. You don't really understand the concept of this shit don't really matter. There's a whole world that exists outside this little campus and these people. I'm not going to really talk to them too much longer. I have to leave this motherfucker. It's like... That's a whole thing.
Yeah, speak for yourself. Yeah, I'm stuck with these two niggas. Oh, fucking college.
I mean, I thought I'd be from college, but like, hey, I can't remember shit from college.
So, hold on. My dad told me when I was after college some shit he should have told me before college. He said, look, son, you'll realize that you will get way more
explicit.
You know, explicit.
Yams.
If you just tell a woman up front if you just want to fuck or not, and you'll be surprised that. She's gonna say nah, or she's gonna say, you know what, I respect that you said that. Or you'll be surprised, woman, be like, yeah, that's what I want too.
Yeah.
And when I started doing that, I was like, oh,
yeah. Okay. Say what you want.
Relationships were a lot easier after that.
Say what you want.
They're a lot easier. Yeah.
I got a real bad habit saying what I want all the time.
The relationships that going on for like months. The relationships going on for just months like that. Just sex, no feelings, you know.
I thought you had.
You gotta feel the sex.
Yeah. I mean, you know, not like you trying to be my man or you know, trying to cuff. You know,
I've only had two girlfriends my whole life. I'm rarely trying to be a chick's man. So
that's not true. I really like where this is going. Please tell us more.
I don't like. I'm not a relationship guy. Like if I'm in a relationship, it's like, hey, it's because I want to be a relationship with this person, but. Most of the time, I'm trying to get to know a person, hang out, and enjoy ourselves. I mean, wherever that goes, it's fine. But I'm not
wherever it goes. I'm hoping fucking is involved.
Right. That's what he's not gonna say.
That's what he's not gonna say. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
come on,
because
wherever it goes,
because the getting to know you part goes out the window when it's like I got 3 month rule. Then it's like, oh, I'm good. I don't want to know you.
I want nothing now. Know enough about you.
Where is he?
You
going?
Sound boring.
Is it going in there?
Yeah, I hit boring fast. So I'm like, this bitch boring.
Oh, now they bitches.
Oh, yeah. Y'all gotta cut that shit out.
And that shit shrugged it off. Like.
Y'all not even giving disclaimers now. Y'all in y'all back. We can give y'all niggas a hug. Shit.
We're done.
Mine was a college saying. Best just, you know, he threw it out today.
Oh, that's, yeah. That's
what? Oh, the B word.
Yeah.
But not like in the derogatory way.
Yeah, I know.
Best is so fucking charming that, like, you would believe some of this shit, dog. I swear to God. He be getting away with murder, dog. That shit is nuts. Yeah. That shit is fucking nuts. That's so charming. Yeah, man, you know, I called you bitch, but, you know, I don't really mean that.
All right, all right.
I only call you bitches because I don't know your names individually.
There you go.
But I respect you, queen. You know what I'm saying? Yo, that's just so good at spinning, dog. Yo, man, woo.
Finesse.
Well, that's me bending the corner on these masses.
To call a girl bitch and queen in one in one
it's like, woo. Yeah.
That's all I take here.
You got a superpower, brother. Yeah,
that's how she feel about that. Ooh,
that's like, definitely a Meg angle, like next album, queen bitch.
Yeah. Right. Queen. Big time. Big time. Beyonce on the feature.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of college, I'm just curious. What do you guys think, Kamala in college?
What
was she like?
I think she's probably just like that cool chick.
Yeah, I don't see her as
I don't know
the cool chick.
Well, hold on. Okay, let's disclaimer. Did she pledge in college? Or?
Yeah,
she did.
Yeah, she did.
Okay, at Howard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that adds she, a layer.
Yeah, I was gonna that say adds a layer. That's definitely a layer.
She was definitely getting hollered at. I can guarantee
that.
Yeah,
everybody get hollered at in college.
Nah, but you know, I feel like when she was in college, you know, the light skin whole thing, you know, that was a thing. So, yeah, I mean, she.
Well, you also, I mean, I think 95% of any A or Delta line gets some play.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know somebody who dated her.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you who, but yeah.
Okay.
She went to college in the 80s?
Yeah, she went to college. Like, she's like classmates with my cousin.
Yeah.
Class with my cousin. Yeah.
So your cousin went to date her?
No. My cousin's a girl. No.
Yeah.
But no, like, I know, like,
she went to Howard. Yeah.
I know her friends. Yeah. They all know each other.
Well, we all. Like, I mean, it's just like when Barack was in the White House, you see your friends, like, Instagramming. Nah.
Yeah, I mean, I bet like, she was just around.
No, like, they're like the class, like, say if it's, but I don't know who went to school with you guys, but say one of you, Stu.
Yeah.
Say Stu ran for president. Y'all like, I know the guy. I'm like, yeah, because he's y'all classmate.
Mm-mm, right. Yeah.
I mean, he's y'all friend too, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
most of your classmates.
She's probably like a she's regular.
Exactly. No, she's regular. I'm saying we talk about this black educated shit. Like it's all stone throw away.
Oh no, yeah. It's a thing. It's been going on for a long time.
That's what I'm saying. Even when Barack was in the White House, like I feel like I kept seeing people going to the White House. Mm-hmm. Like my Instagram was always somebody's at the White House. And then it got to somebody's at the White House with their shoes off. And like, okay. Now they sweating and dancing. Like,
wasn't there a thing one day where someone was like at the South White by, House swag surfing or something like that?
In front of the White House?
They had that. Yeah, it was the South by South Lawn was the event.
Yeah, and yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
It's basically a big ass cookout at the White House. It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
And they swear.
Yeah, and I bet she was just, regular. Yeah. I care about education. Yeah. I want to get these degrees. Very ambitious. Yeah, that's what I can see. Pretty much, it's like every other black woman that you've met that's
responsible.
Okay. Yeah, responsible, ambitious, like wants to get things done. She came from immigrant parents. You know what I'm saying? Like, education was important. You know what I'm saying? But she was cool. Like, she strikes me as the kind of woman that was probably like, was like, she had a lot of guy friends. And like she was very cool. Like she probably counseled him. Like, nah, you fucking up. Like I fuck with you. Like I love you, but you be fucking up. Like she strikes me as that kind of woman.
I think she was a cool chick.
Yeah,
she was
a cool.
Yeah, she was a cool chick. Like, she was at a part popular. People knew her. Like she was cool. You know.
All right, question two. Yeah. Both then and now. So college and now. I want one. So you have two answers for this question. Kamala or Michelle?
Oh, Kamala.
Kamala Michelle. What?
Oh, hold on.
Barack. Michelle Obama. Like, holler. Who'd you holler at? College?
Oh, who you gonna holler in college?
Today.
Who you gonna holler in college?
College and today. So it's two answers.
So who'd you holler in college? Kamala or Michelle?
Basically, who's badder, but I'm putting some personality in there.
Okay, so we're tearing down women. Okay. So in college, I'm going Kamala. Yeah.
This misogyny segment. If you want to. What is the misogyny segment?
I'm going with both. Like, what do you mean?
No, if I had a choice.
From the pictures I've seen in college.
Both yesterday and today. I mean, I don't think Michelle had the same swag in college. I think Michelle got her swag a little later in life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Kamala kind of had a little swag. She come a little West Coast. West Coast was cool in the
80s. I don't know, man. Chicago women are pretty sure about Southside Chicago women are pretty sure about who the fuck they are at young ages. But were they
swaggy though?
The ones that I met.
My ex was from Chicago.
I mean,
but I'm kind of with you, Bess. I'm picking Kamala for college and Michelle now because I think Michelle probably got better with age.
Yeah, I agree. I think Michelle got better age.
Yeah.
I think Michelle got a little money. You're right. Kind of start, filling herself with shit. Yeah. She's like, what y'all wearing? What y'all wearing? Y'all wearing St. John's? Shit, St. John's me up. Like, I got the bowl. Let's run it with
you. See this frame?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, getting some new shit, get swag. I think that. And then she went to Princeton or somewhere.
I'm going to both.
Yeah.
Where she went to?
I'm Princeton undergrad and Harvard Law.
You know, most of the time, like, the Ivy League chicks and undergrad don't be that cool.
I'm going with both. That's not true. There's some cool ones. There's some cool. There's like.
Cool.
I mean, not to plug Spelman, but like, I know some cool, bad, intelligent women that hit the Ivy League. HBS. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Brown for all of that stuff.
I'm talking.
You don't know that.
I'm talking undergrad. I'm talking undergrad.
You don't know that.
No, is that what you said?
I'm talking undergrad.
You said what?
I'm talking Ivy League girls, undergrad. Like, sometimes they don't be like the flyest chicks.
I don't know about that.
They be what?
But I feel you. Yeah. I mean, I feel what you're saying, but I know quite a bit of Howard women. I know Hampton women. I know Spelman women.
Undergrad.
Undergrad that are dope, smart women.
No, I said undergrad Ivy League women.
You said that'd be whack.
Who aren't that swaggy in undergrad.
I'm with you, Bess. I think Sue's lying.
No, no, no. All right.
I'm not saying they don't exist.
Why do you think that?
But
I'm
there's
lying?
Much more HBCU. Like bad, like
because it's so much competition.
Yeah,
like you got to step your game up faster than HBCU. I would imagine.
So what is your premise? Are you saying they don't exist, or are you saying that there are more that are not cool than there are that are cool?
They exist, but
I'm saying the number of chicks who go to an Ivy League school. As an undergraduate, right?
So No.
I misunderstood. It takes them getting out into the world, experiencing things, learning some shit to finally have to, oh shit, let me step my shit up.
Yeah, there's a lot of boring ass black people to go to PWIs too. What you saying? Exactly. That's the thing. That's like, well, it's a boring ass black
man that be like, oh my God, fucking Becky really riles me up.
You know what I'm saying? Old Trevor, Trevor Collins from Fresh Prince had
She's a woman from a Howard or a Spelman. That means she's not an undergraduate.
I got you. I misunderstood.
You're right.
It's white.
Yeah, so it's like I think Michelle probably didn't. She didn't grow into
cool, swaggy, confident Michelle until probably after school.
I'm taking into account specifically with Michelle Obama the fact that she's from Southside Chicago. I think that there is a level of cool that comes with living in certain places, mm-hmm. just like talking to Brooklyn women. When they're young, they're forced to grow up quick because they have access to an entire city. It's only a train ride away.
Yeah,
so they grow up quicker. Inner city women, people grow up quicker. And so the swag comes, identity comes a lot quicker than in other places of the world. That's the only reason why I say what I say.
I agree with you there. Mm-hmm. But also,
they become independent earlier.
We've learned a lot about Michelle over the past few years through her book, which everyone should check out.
Becoming. And the documentary is dope.
Michelle went outside. She was definitely in the house.
Yeah. I think anybody goes to an Ivy League undergrad,
Michelle's in the house.
Likely in the house. People aren't outside and going to Ivy League for undergrad.
Nah, I mean, I would say to you also, like, they also grow up around a lot of cool older people. And Michelle talks about that too, because her house was the house where people came to learn how to play piano and came to chill and cook and have a, you know what I'm saying? Like, just in case you're not outside, that doesn't mean that people don't come to you. And it doesn't mean that you don't learn from other people. Like,
well,
that,
we're not
like
saying
that
she didn't learn.
Yeah. No, I get what you guys are saying, but I'm also saying I'm trying to get you to look at the other side of the coin.
But
and that
nobody's
is,
taking away Michelle's blackness.
We're not talking about swag. I'm talking about being in a certain neighborhood, talking about
black as a swag. So we're talking about Southside Chicago and we're talking about
black
exposure
as a swag, like it's a costume?
Shut the fuck up.
Put that motherfucker on.
Hold on. I thought we were asking who we would date.
We did. We moved off. Welcome to the podcast.
Got it. Who was the swaggiest?
Yeah, now we're talking about did that development come later in life? Yeah, I'm sure it developed over time. Yeah. Absolutely. But I'm saying the exposure to it also happened when she was young. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's really all I'm saying. Because I can tell you right now, like, even if you only stay on your block in Brooklyn, that's an interesting ass fucking block. As opposed to
you can still be swaggy.
You know what I'm saying? Like inner city, like that inner city kind of like environment where your network is vaster because more people live in a concentrated area. You're exposed to more fucking people. That's the draw of New York. That's why people love it.
Okay. You get a lot of culture in a small
area. That's why
area.
You're here. Like, we can camp outside on 6th Avenue right now. You about to meet like 30 or 40 completely different fucking people in like 10 minutes.
Easy.
That's why New York is so alluring. That's why it sucks that we're not outside right now.
That's why it's alarming.
Well, so New York is very alarming. Was it maybe
alluring? That's what I'm saying.
You said alluring.
We agree.
Alluring. Oh.
Then Mike threw in the concept of alarming, and I was like, a couple days ago, I'm like, yo, New York must be on fire because if I hear one more fire truck, one more police car,
that's because you're working at home now.
Yeah, bro, that's really what it is. I was riding the scooter, and I was like, damn, did cops just pull this guy over and 8 cops hopped out? Yes. I saw one guy, and I should have followed up on this. No, it was like 2 days ago, maybe yesterday. Damn.
They're still active.
This one guy kept on reaching for his gun. I'm like, bro, you didn't even get to the car yet. What you reaching for? Like,
they all do that.
Yeah, it's so weird. I'm like, bro, New York is
they
on
ready.
Fire.
That shit is terrifying. And then, every time I see somebody get pulled out, once if you ever watch a cop get out of the car,
even
when it's two of them,
yeah,
and they approach the side, they always have the
hand on their holster,
ready to go.
They'll be ready.
And it's like that by itself is fucking like,
That should be a reflex. And then, same time, I'm also reading about the Orthodox Jewish community rioting in the streets, burning up masks. I'm like, New York is on fire.
I thought that was odd.
It is.
Them rioting. It's not that odd.
They riot? They're probably rioting people like everybody else.
It's not that odd.
How do they riot?
Same way you do.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Out in these streets, burning
down. They ain't burning down businesses though. Okay. Like that's their own. That's literally that's like their cousin's shop.
Putting masks on the ground and burning them.
Yeah, basically.
It's like LeBron when he left Cleveland.
That's what it looks like.
That's
a good analogy.
We're gonna take a music break. You guys got everything out of your system?
I'm both at both times. So you think you're that player?
No, it's not that. You asked who you would date. Like I would date. I see no reason why I wouldn't date.
Okay.
Either of them.
And I'm Kamala College, Michelle older.
Okay. Oh, you go.
I have to agree. Kamala early, Michelle now.
I think same. Mm. Yeah.
Ooh. Fair enough.
Michelle can get it.
Yo, imagine if you was an undergrad. I don't know if they was in undergrad at the same time, but like, so you could have two girlfriends like back then because one on internet and shit, one on Facebook, and then you was dating Michelle and Kamala. Imagine you that
so
nigga
you was chatting with You're Michelle, like, and your name is Barack Obama.
No, that wouldn't be Barack
you know
Obama.
You know what? That dude.
None of this is true. Hold on. He can't have you slandering the president.
But you know, it's that one dude that's like, man, you know, I used to date Michelle.
That, me and Michelle that, was dating for
that.
That's my old
that,
one.
That, that's my ex, dog.
That one dude. That, you know, that one dude is you, motherfucker. That's I'm Mans.
That's my ex, right?
Yeah, right. I'm Mans.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
You mad as hell?
Mans be like, yo, that's my ex. I'm Mans.
All right, man. We're going to take a 1 minute commercial break and we'll get into this political shit.
Be sure about your answer, sir.
All right.
Man, that's going to be a good transition if you was faster.
I know. Well, I am.
It's not my fault. It's my tools.
I actually am. Yeah, man. This shit,
you about to murder that joint. Like, oh, shit. You got high energy.
You got a fly on you. We all can see. You don't even know. You got a fly on you. On live TV. Your hair is white as snow.
The studio.
It's all good though.
I know. That was supposed to be like a segue into the political statement.
Yeah, we can still talk about it.
All right, let's talk about it.
Like, okay, so we get, yeah, let's get into the actual like debate. So looking at the debate, what was, if you had to take one thing away from the debate, right? Because there's a lot of shit. We can get into that when we get there. What did you take away from watching that debate?
All right, a couple things. So when
No. That's not what I said.
No, but a couple things. I was going to start with I fell asleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I fell asleep.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I kind of did too.
Yeah, I kind of fell asleep. And then I woke up and tried to rewatch it, and then I kind of fell asleep again. But I don't know. It seemed like the one thing I took away is that Pence is Trump's boy.
He's loyal.
We'll give him that. He is a loyal dog.
He was caping.
Bruh, he can't believe half the shit he was saying.
Well, that's because it wasn't true.
Exactly.
Most of it wasn't
But true. He can say it with a straight face like I've never seen.
It's true. That's fair. I mean, I would tell you that my takeaway was I just wish Kamala was president. Like, I wish we didn't have to, or was the...
Go through the whole thing?
Yeah. Because my theory is that what'll happen is, you know, Biden will probably get sick at some point, and it'll be like, okay, this person.
You think it's a one term, two term?
I don't know, man. I think it depends. I mean, because people have a strong just mistrust for the government right now, like more than probably it's ever had. So if there's a way that they can help restore that trust in the government, I think maybe they could.
Well, there's many people who feel like Biden's only role is to go out there and get out the orange dude,
mm-hmm.
and then hand over power. Like, he's not even going to run for a second term.
I mean, he's going to be like 80 something at that point.
Yeah, he's old.
But also Trump is old. So we put all this old shit on Biden.
Yeah.
And Trump is old as shit.
Yeah, I know.
Same age.
I'm operating under the pretense that he's probably not going to be there. That's really what I'm going for. I mean,
you saying Biden won't be there for two terms?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Hold on.
But I'm looking at Mike Pence like he not that young either. Like they're all old. There's three old white men in this.
Mike Pence looks like a dead person.
That
his face, he has a dead stare.
He is an older gentleman. So like, it's probably not going to be two terms. But it'll be. I mean, I could totally see this, you know, ending as she becomes president through however means, and then she runs again.
Well, I was going to say, Joe Biden looks the least spry of the three old white men.
Wait, you saying the least spry?
The least.
I disagree. Like, he looks the most spry.
You think so?
Did you see Mike Pence?
No, I've seen how many times Joe Biden has fallen asleep. On
Did
camera.
You see Mike Pence? He looks like
I mean, he just has a blank stare.
A
Yo, shit be boring.
He's not.
If I put a montage of you falling asleep in class, motherfucker, I wouldn't it be indicative of your health. Like,
that is,
you just don't be paying attention.
He's definitely spry.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying?
He's not spry.
Yeah. No, that shit boring. A lot of this shit they be boring in motherfuckers. Mike fell asleep watching the damn debate. Like, it's boring.
I don't know, man.
It's just boring.
It looked like that old man sleep.
Maybe he high.
Could be.
Could be.
High.
Could be.
Could
be.
Get to that age. It don't matter.
Ooh, I can't wait for a president to be like, yeah, I was smoking. What's up? What's the problem?
Bro, I did it.
What's the problem?
Bro, I said he was smoking. Bro, I smoked cigarettes the whole time he was in the White House.
No, I'm talking, I'm talking about that. That
but he wrote about that coke and.
Yeah, but it was within the context, like, I've tried it before in my
life. Well, Don Jr. was high on coke while he was interviewed last week.
Yeah, Don Jr. be looking wild, bro.
Boy.
It's like, bro, you got to just wait till the interview's over.
I told
at least wait till you get to the after party.
He's so high. It's literally secession. The entire family is literally secession.
It is.
Yeah. Especially when I look at him, Don Jr.
God, he talks so fast.
Don Jr. is something that...
So powerful,
because he's high on cocaine.
Yeah.
Like the indicative.
Hence the speed.
All right, so articulates question, every word.
The question before you guys walked in, and that's also a New York thing. People talk quick in New York.
Mm-hmm.
What was the one takeaway you took from the debate?
Hmm. The Biden Kamala?
Who?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
Which one, the VP or the president?
The one that just had we did that last episode.
Best.
I don't know, man.
go ahead.
I can tell you what ours are.
I don't need y'all to frame what mine's gonna be. I got my own opinion.
All right, cool. Sounds like stolen, brother. That's all.
Come on. Which one are we talking?
I did think that I think the way they ran through their track records on policy and votes was very interesting. How they talked about how Biden approached foreign policy, how they talked about how Trump kind of dismantled a lot of that. It's like the way they could rattle off the records and how things have kind of lined up in the past, I thought was very informative.
You mean like an actual debate? Yeah.
an actual debate with information and real things.
Right.
I did not like how, I mean, naturally, I didn't like how they kind of dance around questions and answer them. Thought that was a bit dumb.
Like an actual debate.
Yeah.
Got it.
It felt like a debate.
That's
that
a debate
civil.
Tactic.
People are like, this is boring. I'm like, no, this is normal. But this is what we want.
Yeah. You know what I was happy to see that I didn't get from the, let me get this right, the Trump-Biden.
You didn't get
debate.
Anything from that one. Yeah, that's.
Is that I was looking for people to tell me, what is your platform? What are you going to do? Or what are you saying that you're going to do when you get into the White House? And I didn't get that from Biden.
Well, they talked about that though. In this one,
yeah. they talk more about what they're going to do or what their president's going to do. And I was happy to see that. Whether it's bullshit or not, I don't know, but I didn't really get that from Trump.
You didn't get anything.
You didn't get anything from Trump.
That was a waste of
So
hour
I was happy
minutes.
To get something.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I agree with that. I think that. It's hard to do that when the person is just
being a dickhead.
Yeah, you can't even get any. You can't even get rolling. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
we've all been in those.
Yeah, it felt like they couldn't find the rhythm. You know what I'm saying? That's what made it difficult. But in this one, to your point, it was like, okay, I understand where Biden and Harris stand on tax cuts. I get how they feel about natural gas and climate change. Mm-hmm. I understand both sides feeling about police brutality and social injustice, mm-hmm. or racial injustice rather. I got stuff from it that allowed me to be like, okay, this is what I expected, but it's good to hear it. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was like if you were, I mean, I think to say you're an undecided voter in general is kind of a bit strange.
That was a big theme on Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was leaning towards. I knew you were a Trump supporter the whole time. You've been telling us you're a Trump supporter for so long, and they've been ignoring you.
I've been knowing it. You've been trying to tell us.
I would say I knew what he was going to do before I knew what Biden was going to do, but
who would you have voted for?
Yeah, because you had 4 years.
Yeah, exactly. So I know exactly what to expect the next 4 years if he gets elected, but it was like, I didn't know what Biden was going to do, so I was
You know exactly what to expect if he gets elected, or you know exactly what to expect if you cast your vote for him, and that's the deciding problem.
If he gets elected. That was a good try, though.
This guy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but no.
Wait, so you're on the border of voting for Trump?
No.
Trey's the outside voter.
Before I didn't know what Biden was about until the Kamala Harris, Pence debate, I actually knew what they stood.
You thought about voting for Trump then?
Nah.
He was undecided.
I was just undecided. I was just like, it was like almost like Hillary and Trump. I didn't know anything.
So that means he's debating if he wants to vote for Trump.
Undecided between not voting and voting?
No. Still voting.
I'm still voting.
Where he was going to vote.
I'm just more informed.
He didn't have enough information on both sides. Yeah. He knew what to expect from Trump.
That's all.
And he wanted to hear what Biden had to say.
So we're talking about undecided voters.
So where you at now?
Can't say that, man. Can't say that. We need a couple more debates.
Try.
Yeah. That was a good one.
He's voting for Kanye West.
Right, we're going to get him.
Yeah.
I'm writing in Kanye West.
I'm right in.
Like, if you see Trey walk around with a MAGA hat on and some chubby shorts on,
that's just wild.
I do wear chubby shorts.
I
do, man. That's a wild fucking dude.
That's my favorite shorts.
With his black ass haircut. That nigga's wild, bro.
Where has he gone?
The weekend.
What do they call him? Black.
You also don't have to write in Kanye. Kanye's showing up on ballots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's actually printed.
I've seen two pictures both California and Mississippi of Kanye on it. So actually in Mississippi, he was for president. And in L.A., the ballot president. I saw is VP. Yeah.
Wow.
That's wild.
Like what, with the number of ballots they've tallied so far, like what percentage is Kanye West? It's probably like pretty small.
I don't even know what it looks like for Biden yet either. Or yeah.
I don't think
Biden's ahead.
I know that. But I don't know by how much.
Do we know Biden's ahead? You can't count those votes and make them public yet, can you?
No, you can't.
They have primaries, right? People who are early voting, they wouldn't release those results. They don't release results till polls close.
Well, I don't know what I've been looking at, but they say like so. There's a higher percentage of.
I know there's early six, votes there's 6 million votes that have been casted already.
Yeah.
I do know.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen results. I don't think you can show results until polls close.
So I don't think
that's true because there's a whole day dedicated to before what they're predicting. So
that's predictions, though.
I understand, but that's based on the votes that are cast from 7 a.m. that day all the way to the, and also this year they're extending it.
They don't call a state or even say what their percentage is until the polls close.
Yeah, that's not necessarily true. Yeah,
that's definitely true.
No. But we've also. Let me give you the levity here. We've never had this runway of mail-in votes before.
Yeah. I hear you. And that's what the conversation was.
And also for election night, they're not going to be able to tell because they're still going to be getting ballots.
Oh, for sure.
Seven days after the election day.
Yeah.
But on a typical election night, even in a state like New York that you know is going to go blue, they're not going to call that state until the polls
are closed. No, they're not calling, but they could tell you.
No, they don't even tell you the percentage of the votes that are coming in until polls
close. Yes, but
they tell you the percentage of votes that have been cast, and they tell you the percentage who's been cast by each candidate.
Yeah. They do not do that. Not until the polls close.
That's not true.
I'm telling you it's true.
No,
let's make sure I understand. You're saying that they don't call who declares what state for the Electoral College. Is that what you're speaking of?
Where
they're like, yo, this person won the state?
Yeah, that's different.
That's actually true.
How you're cutting it.
No.
They do not report on voting until the polls are closed.
No, I don't think
what's the counting thing that they do during the night of the election where they count?
That's what they do.
Yeah, it's a count.
But what is that shit?
They may not say you won the state, they track it the whole time.
Hold on.
What is that?
One, those are predictions. They come up with formal predictions. Two, they never say like we have counted this percentage of votes or any of that until the polls are closed.
So they don't say they count a percentage because you don't know like how many people are going to vote. Mm-hmm. But they say like we've got X amount of votes in at this point and the votes have been counted.
And it's good to say that this
X amount
is
going toward this person, X amount is going toward this person.
That doesn't happen until the polls close.
No, I think the Electoral College called.
No, you guys are wrong. Is this the first election y'all paid attention to?
No, paid attention to several of them. Right, I think you're wrong, my friend.
You're strong and wrong, but it's like, I think we're right.
You're probably DJing those events.
We're about to see how it goes in a moment.
Hey, I guess so.
It's all recorded out. It's all on the podcast.
Go back to the videotape.
Run it back.
Right.
They've had a bunch of predictions now in terms of like the people that have voted in those places. They haven't given us the percentage breakdown, but they have spoken about the Gray Revolt. I don't know if you've heard about this.
What's that?
This is the baby boomers that have now turned against Trump that are starting to vote Biden because they're in the same age group, class X, Y, and Z. Trump's not very presidential. So we're looking at, so they did a like historical account in terms of Jimmy Carter and Reagan and how that shook out. And now this is more similar and emblematic of that time. And the baby boomers are starting to turn against Trump. Just, you know, how they handled coronavirus obviously did not sway. So now they're calling it the Gray Revolt, where those people are now voting for Biden and for no other reason than he didn't protect us.
I don't feel safe from this
pandemic.
Yeah.
And so it says something like, Biden holds a 10%
10 percentage point lead, which doesn't mean anything, right?
Like, yeah. Like today, it doesn't mean anything.
Today, 26 yeah. days out, that doesn't mean dick. So it's just kind of like, you know.
As a reminder to everyone, just for it not meaning dick, we didn't talk about this enough.
Segue.
I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. I looked this up myself just to see. It was the 4-year anniversary of Grabbing by the Pussy.
Yeah, 4 years.
That's four years away?
4-year anniversary. So at the same time last year, we thought there was no way Trump could win. No, Grabbing by the Pussy just came out.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you there.
Yeah.
I mean, I still believe in the concept of the solid majority. And I do think that people who are going to vote for Trump are going to vote for Trump, but they're not going to tell anyone. Yeah.
Well, now.
I.E. Trey.
I actually think
it's not going to be me.
Now I actually think something different. I think the silent majority is flipped. I think Biden has a silent majority. I think white Biden supporters, because Trump supporters are bold right now. They're loud.
Yeah.
They are proud.
Oh.
And I think white Biden supporters are actually scared of white Trump supporters.
I'm not shifting subjects. We can if you guys know about it, we can talk about it. If not, no biggie. The militia that had planned to kidnap the governor of Michigan.
Yep.
Oh, I saw a headline, but I didn't read it.
That was wild, right?
Bro,
those are the people.
They are out here. All you gotta do is try to.
It's like a small minority, Trump militia. It's a Trump militia.
They're not a Trump militia, but they are Trump supporters, which is not saying a lot, but. Okay. Basically, they are basically like, I mean, I do think that Trump does a great job at kind of marketing his views and aligning his allies on attacks against one person or like a group or like a whatever. And he's been kind of like verbally attacking this lady like in the media for a long time.
Yeah.
Like she's like she's the face of the wear a mask movement. Like, you know, it's a fucking pandemic. Put a mask on. Close some shit down because niggas is dying every day. And so these people kind of aligned and formed a militia who were planning to kidnap this lady.
But they even had like a, I mean, this isn't new. They had a bare arms protest outside of her.
They took over the state house in Michigan. But yo, you know, the crazy thing is, I don't know if Bess, you probably did check this out, but it was the Daily episode. Was that today maybe? Or was it yesterday? The one where they were in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, where they were talking about like the working class, like
the working class and like the jobs.
I think I listened to that one.
The wildest, like
it was like a testimony by several people from different industries or different professions.
Yeah, in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I listened to that.
And it was either today or it was yesterday. And they went and talked about in this like cluster of Pennsylvania counties, there's a blue collar folks, union workers, X, Y, and Z that flipped. They've been like, we're talking about like four or five decades of Democrats that have now flipped to Republicans because they're in a manufacturer sector and like Trump's pretty much Trump's dedication to bringing the jobs back to America, which they've benefited from largely.
Yep.
They've pushed to be like, all right, this is what we're doing. Like one of the guys had to like apologize to his dad, like, yo,
yeah,
I love you.
Yeah,
but I'm voting for Trump. Trump turned Republican.
He was like, his thing was just like he doesn't want to be a.
Oh, he became an independent. Excuse me.
He became an independent because he's like, I don't think our views and our self interest aligns with the Democratic Party.
Yeah. We've turned elitist.
And the dad was like, cool, you know,
get the fuck
go
out of my
liberal,
house.
But don't
no,
liberal,
don't go Republican.
Don't go Republican while I'm alive.
Yeah, wait till I
just let you know do your thing. But yeah, it's wild.
I mean, and that's the thing, like, people have different views.
And then the racial injustice
start growing up.
Well, I'm actually not, in general, I'm not mad at people, like, trying to put food on their table. There are a lot of people who voted for
not
Trump because, like, they're dealing, and people in New York and L.A. or whoever else, like, ignore this fact because they think everybody cares about gay rights and Black Lives Matter. And some people are just trying to,
they don't care about that.
Yeah, somebody living in rural wherever and just trying to put some food on their goddamn table, and I get that. And their priority isn't this other stuff. I get it, but like I do believe there is a silent majority in the Biden shit right now. Cause even if you just drive through Jersey, even in New York, I felt it, and in Pennsylvania or anywhere else, you'll see Trump signs everywhere, and you never see any Biden signs.
Right.
And they're scared. They're literally scared because they're going to the grocery store, and you have a Biden, you know, bumper sticker, and they'll throw a Trump shit on top of that and bust out your window on the way. Like, that's actually what's happening.
Yeah. I mean,
This, white people are scared of white people, man.
Yeah.
White, I guess. White supremacists killing white people.
I'm trying to imagine that beef happening in real life. Yeah.
I'm really nervous that. Not nervous, but.
Yeah.
I wonder if, I mean, say, you know, election happens in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. Say, you know, Trump wins, Trump doesn't win, Biden win, or whatever, whoever wins, right? I wonder, will that further divide us as a nation?
No matter what,
going to further divide us as a nation. Yeah. So like, it is what it is.
I have a theory.
Go for it.
All right. So I read half of this book. It's called like The Fifth Coming or something like that. It talks about the fifth generation. It's like a social, what we call it, sociology. You study like generate, like, you know, how people move in society. Yeah. And it said every fifth generation is when the world changes. Like the turn of the fourth, the fifth generation is the one where like you see a lot of war, you see a lot of anarchy, and then like society as we know it changes like from that point forward. And so like right now they were saying that, so like the baby boomers would have been the first. And we, like my brother's generation, like Gen Z, is like the fifth.
So baby boomers are after the World War. So we're saying
like
the last
World
big
War
event.
II, like the 3.5 kids, you know, okay. The boom of the U.S.
The last
economy.
Big event was the Second World War.
Yeah, that was like the last fifth coming, so to speak.
And since the last big thing, the big
now,
major event is the World War.
Yeah, it was like World War II, 1942.
So are you saying that if this is all event-based, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying that the pandemic is the event? And that's going to cause a shift?
Well, I mean, I think the pandemic is just one of those things. And it's been a crazy 2020.
I mean, but like, yeah, it's been
but
crazy
just
2020.
In terms of
but
society,
like, I'm talking like a major.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The World War
look,
II
you
is
saw,
fucking huge.
Just think about this.
Like, people have to shift, like, what, like, job manufacturing companies change. Like, the way you lived your entire life changed.
Change, yeah.
Essentially,
what's happening right now?
The way we live our entire lives is changing. So, is the pandemic... Based on what you're saying from the social
right, network, that's
is
my
that the new event.
Yeah, I think that was probably the beginning of it.
Okay,
I mean, you had that big ass explosion. It was at Beirut, that
well,
nuclear plant. I mean,
no,
shit,
I think,
like
the Middle East has been kind of wonky for a while.
I feel like
though.
That happens all the time.
I mean, yeah, this is a more. This has a more
a global
vast,
impact.
Global. Yeah. Yeah,
like it's broader impact.
But something tells me it's not. That's not it. Like there's something. I think there's something to come after the pandemic.
I would say that it is.
Mm. You think so too?
It's affected. It's killed off the later generation. I mean,
well, yeah,
effectively.
And maybe those effects haven't really sunk in yet.
Not yet.
We're still
in shock. Still haven't cured this thing. There's still a lot. Sadly, there's still more people that will be affected by this pandemic.
Well, mm-hmm. Trump said he got a cure. So
yeah,
in case y'all
we don't know yet.
He said it was a cocktail.
Cocktail.
I mean, I told you, motherfuckers, what this was.
Yeah,
I told you what it was. I told you this was a ploy to push a vaccine.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what the fuck it is.
He's got that.
Everything has an agenda.
I don't. I do think it's about to push the vaccine. I don't know if it was a ploy. And I think that all the conspiracy theories went out the window for me when everybody else in the White House had COVID. And mm-hmm. It just like...
That's why he got COVID.
Yeah, well it's one thing if... So it's maybe it's not a ploy from the beginning because I don't think Trump's that smart. But I will say that circumstantially, Trump is an opportunist.
Agreed.
We can say that he used this to pivot into an agenda that he had already... been moving or pushing when scientists were like, fam, we're not going to be able to get this done before the time that you wanted to get this done safely anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So to your point, yes, I don't think that this was this mass plan to do X, Y, and Z, but one could argue that the reason we're where we are and now it just got confirmed that they're canceling a second debate because now it's not safe. Because he never took this seriously.
Bro, you got corona. We can't debate with you.
Right. We actually know you got corona now.
Yeah. As well, but he...
Man,
but
what's
he,
up with you, bro?
I don't know if you guys saw, but...
Trying to talk?
Right before he started a podcast, he confirmed he's going to have his first, I guess, rally.
Since announced he has corona.
Yeah, on Monday in Florida. It's going to be in an air hangar. Is that the right
thing? Do your thing, bro.
To, like, yeah. His first statement.
At this point, do your thing. Trump... All right, go ahead.
Talk. Yeah, yeah.
If people are so blindly supporting this one person out of spite for views that don't necessarily align with yours, that you want to run into a fucking air hanger to wear a t-shirt for a photo op,
you're a fucking wild person.
Yep.
Do your thing, bro.
Yeah, I can.
It's like niggas riding motorcycles without helmets on. All right, go for it. You got it.
Yeah, you got it.
You good.
You can't stop me. Go ahead, bro.
Do your thing, bro.
Yeah.
Agreed.
All right.
How you feel about the presidential debate? The debate of the presidential debate.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
Oh, the Trump.
The commentary now?
Yeah, Trump and Biden fighting each other over the debate.
I wish that, and then like, because I mean, again, I always question myself. I'm like, oh, you know what? Like, do I operate in an echo chamber? Are my thoughts my own personal thoughts? Have I critically thought my thought? Have I used my critical thinking skills to think through a scenario to come to a decision on how I feel about it? And my thing is, why would we, as a liberal or a person who naturally sides Democratic, why would we debate with Trump about whether or not to have an election while he's trying to prove a point that he's beat COVID? This is dumb. Mm. I'm fucking 70-some years old, bro. I'm not fucking doing this with you. This is dumb. Like, why are we playing this game?
I agree. It's just a...
It's a game.
Yeah. I'm not doing this. I challenge him.
He didn't show up.
Let me make sure I understand what you're saying. You're saying you understand them not debating.
No, he understands Joe Biden not doing this bullshit.
Yeah, I'm not playing this game with you.
Yeah.
Why are we playing this game? It's like, I don't get it anymore.
Yeah, fair.
That was his vibe. Sadly, in America.
But you're a child and everybody plays along with your game. I'm not playing along with you.
I'm not playing this game anymore. I'm done.
Let me ask a follow-up question. Do you think that this ultimately, not being able to hear from Biden based on what I heard Trey say, because honestly, I don't need to hear anything. I know what I'm not getting from the current leadership.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So something new has to happen. That's just where I am. Like, and this is just a logical, what has been happening is not working.
Exactly.
And something has to, like, throw everything out.
Yeah.
Start the fuck up.
Throw it out, but
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter who
it is. It's like, okay, you had your shot. Yeah. You're fucking terrible. Bye.
For me, you have to have a baseline. And for me, my baseline is like, can black people live in America? And like, I don't give a fuck about any other policy you got.
You know what? can I live?
Yeah,
can I live?
If you're supporting white supremacy and like you think all this is bullshit and like you're making it harder for black people to just stay alive in America.
But the thing is, I don't think that Trump is going above and beyond to make it harder for black people. I think like institutionally that they're like
his policy procedures in place. It.
But my thing is, sir, you're not actually here to do the job. And that's what's weird.
You're not even
trying to pretend like you want to do a job.
But here's the thing, Brandon. He can't even lie to us.
Yes.
Oh yeah. He can't even be like, I don't fuck with white supremacists. They are morally wrong. Mm-mm. Black people belong in this country. They've built this country. Blah blah blah. Keep it moving.
He's literally here for an ego stroke. It's like, sir, you will fucking support anybody who strokes your fucking ego, and that's strange, bro. Like, how little is your fucking ego, bro?
It's not that strange. Not when you think about how he was raised and where he came from. It's on brand. It's the most on brand thing about him is his fragile ego.
My thing is, I think I've been blessed in life to not have like I'm not an ego guy.
Mm-hmm.
The ego doesn't drive me. Yeah. Like my ego's not fragile. Yeah. Like things don't bother me like
that. Yeah, fair.
All right, but it's like, It makes it difficult for me to see a person who's on the opposite end of the spectrum that's so ego driven. It's like, bro, you look crazy.
And it's not even like a casual.
Yeah.
It's not a casual relationship. This guy is the leader of the free world.
Exactly.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. It's not just regular Donald Trump saying some crazy shit as like Donald Trump.
Moreover,
not the president.
Moreover, after going through all of the tax shit, the Russian shit makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
Like, your man, like, after going through that shit, like, his businesses after this, they can't survive without him being in office, making policies that make it easier for him to benefit from the loss that his businesses have had.
I actually think him becoming president is probably the worst thing for him, because once he becomes not president.
That's my point. That's what I'm getting at. Absolutely.
You don't have the power. He's shining light on all this bullshit.
1,000%. I mean, he probably not going to be here that much longer anyway.
But that,
even the weird thing is,
even if, yes, I do think being president, having to stay president is what his new lifeline is. I get that. But I still think there is a section of the populace that believes him.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what
the Daily episode.
They buy into the
Brexit. That shit. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, it's so weird. I'm like, what is, like, what is going on?
I don't even think it's that weird anymore. I don't know if it's that weird, honestly, because I don't know if they believe that he is necessarily for them as much as he will do whatever he has to do to keep them as supporters.
Exactly. No, I mean, I don't agree. I think what it is, and I think we've gotten to this place where I think it's a very unhealthy place to be. It's like, it's okay to say you're wrong. And I think people have put this
support behind him. Yeah,
you
talked about this last podcast. Yeah,
you can say you're wrong, right? Bro. Hey, but God damn, I'm supporting this motherfucker. What the fuck is wrong with me? I'm cool saying I'm wrong.
I thought you meant him to say he was wrong.
No, he's
not. We know he's not.
That's what happened. This guy said super white blood cells.
Yeah, right.
Super white blood cells. Super white blood cells.
How weird shit is that? Like,
super.
What wrong?
Oh, man.
I'm going to get you the cure. It's going to be free.
What? In 6 months.
Do you know how the healthcare system even works, bro? Right. The military is going to deliver it to you. Nigga, I've been to a military hospital.
Do you know how pharma works?
Yes, right.
Period.
And period. Operations.
And the military, they've done this all the time. They're going to deliver all the vaccines to all the people.
But see, that's part of the problem is that is exactly right. The thing that you think is such common sense is not to his supporter base. They're almost contrarian because to them, Trump is just as knowledgeable as they are. And they realize that he is not the smartest person in the world. Like, no Trump supporter would be like, yo, he's brilliant. He has X, Y, and Z. They see themselves in him. But they see themselves at this normal. You know what I'm saying?
So like, that's why Kanye is running for president.
There you go.
Kanye saw himself in Trump.
Yeah.
At no time, nor place.
That is true.
Big time. If there were two dinner parties going on, you ain't at the dinner party with Trump.
No, absolutely not. It doesn't have anything to do with that.
You're not even going there. Like, what are you talking about?
He ain't inviting you.
Yeah, he ain't inviting you. Like, what is going on? I'm so confused by it all. It's like, all right,
we're gonna get out this dude.
It makes you feel crazy. Yeah. Politics today makes you feel batshit insane.
All right,
great. So,
that's his man's.
That's why I should be watching Archer all day.
So we're going
to need an escape.
Yeah, so we're going to end on a lightning round. On two topics for our lightning round. One and two. Somebody's gonna have to introduce this one. Would you show your dick on IG Live for a PS5?
I saw that video. Cash Doll.
Cash Doll.
And she was like, "All right, yeah, put your dick on IG Live and I'll get you a PS5.
That's a bar, by the way. You know what I immediately thought, though?
It's definitely a bar.
It rhymes.
That was good. It's probably some high schooler could probably do that and get away with and live the rest of his life.
Not underage dick.
Huh?
Yeah, he didn't think about that when he said that.
But you gotta
listen. The ones go to jail for that shit.
Fine. Hey, look, the ones who wanted the most are probably the high school boys. I'm talking 17.
Yeah, it's still a minor.
That's illegal, bro.
But if it's hold on, is it illegal if you willingly send the video?
No.
Here's
the thing.
Baby dick is illegal.
Yeah. Disclaimer, we do not support child pornography on this podcast. We'll be offended podcast.
We are not Jared from Subway.
Someone will be offended, but they won't be offended by child pornography. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that. That is the line. Yeah,
that's illegal.
That is the line.
Wow. Yeah, so scrub your phone, nigga. Huh.
Wow. Could you get away with it in college?
No.
Get rid of all the baby dick.
If you're above 18, it's fine. But
it's fine.
Yeah.
There's no one underage should be showing their dick. And then you sending them a goddamn PlayStation 4. That's wild.
Y'all PlayStation 5. And
they tell you cash y'all out of here.
Wrong either way.
How much is it?
How much is what? $4.99. Like,
the answer is no. By the way, you guys.
Yeah.
Just think I'm right. Yes.
Were you weighing this? It's $4.99.
What you got? You got a PlayStation what? What you got? PlayStation what?
Four.
I got a 4.
I don't play. I don't play PlayStation.
$500.
Well, you got it, big nuts.
What?
I think maybe we should respond to podcasts and say, show us that box for the new Xbox.
Oh,
do women want the Xbox? Women don't care about gaming the way guys do.
There are gaming women, but they are not the majority.
Now you want to call them bitches on fucking podcast. Now you want to stand up this.
I'm trying to start a podcast rivalry so we can get some traction.
With cash, though.
Oh, that's fair. But, okay, so I pose a question: what is the price to put your dick on? Yeah, put your dick on.
There is no price.
Good morning.
Good morning. Private shows only.
Oh, but this you said on the live.
On the live.
Could you do just the close friends?
Like a DM?
Could you put her in your close friends and just do close friends?
Why do you think that's better?
But she's not the first one either. Boosie had a whole song that said, what? Put your pussy lips on live. I'll give you $1,000.
Yeah, and now he doesn't have Instagram. So
you can follow that route if you want to.
You can make a burner account.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, look, ghost account.
Follow her.
Ooh. And is there anybody doing that?
Damn. All
right, go ahead.
All right. second story. Jordan Woods gets an OnlyFans.
Ooh. I don't hate it.
You said you'll hit that.
No, well, I said I don't hate it. I mean, I would though.
And she said, I mean,
you're not wrong. That's not what I said. But
and she says we are making art over here.
That's what she said.
Wow. This isn't just selfies.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you know, after seeing that massage video she came out with, I'm cool with it.
What massage video?
What's the most that they can charge for a subscription?
Y'all gotta start sharing.
I don't know.
Stuff.
There's a max that they can do.
No. Bess, I have full confidence that you know how social media works.
Yeah,
so
you
I'm
know.
I'm just gonna let you
go to her page.
Bess, I don't follow Jordan Woods. Bess, what's your OnlyFans page? What's the handle?
It's OnlyFans.com/BBess.
And there you go.
How many subscribers do you have?
I have two.
really cooking with grease here. Right. Fucking guy. Unbelievable.
Y'all making art over there too?
Really, yeah, making art.
Oh, shit.
Making art.
Don't make one for real. I'm going to say that. That's your tagline. Oh, last one went on to actually make one. It was like, oh, there's too many steps to post.
Yeah, we know. We know you're not really going to do this. We know. It's cool.
Oh, man.
What else you got, Mike?
That was the end of the lightning round. I was trying to find a massage video for Bess.
Yeah, we'll follow up with that.
Yeah, we'll follow up.
He may change his mind.
We'll put on our on Instagram page.
I will say, I think Jordan is
shut down.
I think Jordan is one of those people who quarantine probably did good.
Yeah, she got a lot of good content. I mean,
I mean from a fitness perspective is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah, because she got more popular during the quarantine, right?
She wasn't not fit before.
She got her ribs. She's a big girl.
Okay, yeah, she's a big girl. That's
okay,
all
she's a thick one. Yeah,
but she looks more in shape now than I think. And I never thought she was like bad looking.
Yeah, so you gave her time to do surgery, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
She got her ribs removed.
Oh,
right?
Okay. All
right.
That's the thing. You're in quarantine.
Yeah, niggas grew their hair out during quarantine too. So there's that.
Yeah. I tried it. It didn't work out.
Yeah. Everybody glowed up.
It's working for me.
Everybody glowed up. Yeah, I did it.
It didn't work for me at all.
I cut mine.
Oh, you were with that long shit.
I missed my waves though. I definitely missed the best cut. I definitely missed that.
I went. Now I grew my waist sideways back out.
Oh yeah. Oh,
it just came back.
Yeah, I'm back to the season. I do season fall time.
Yeah.
Okay. Get your 360 pop.
But to actually grow my hair out, I don't think I can do it. I don't know how to do it. I tried.
You know, this is the longest my hair has ever been.
Really?
I used to think I couldn't do it. You got to put the oils in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to put the oils, man. Tea tree. Oils, man.
Get the oils.
Let your soul glow.
This nigga.
All right. Thank you for tuning in.
To get some hair.
We're going to end it there. Rate, review, go to someonebeinfinite.com, get you some merch. Trey, where can they go vote for Trump?
You can go to
vote.org.
Poll offices.
Yeah, I don't know.
I definitely. I don't know.
Send your ballot in.
Oh, y'all gonna try to
come on, be offended. I am Mike Summers.
Stu Cornelius.
You gotta be best.
Be Hughes.
Just that bounce right here.
Oh, Diddy came in smooth. He said that's that bounce right here.
Don't stop now, straight to the spot.
This is episode 58.
That's what I need.
Episode 58.
Man, yo, we gonna take that.
If you happy, then be with him. Go ahead, mommy, breathe again. Go ahead, mommy, breathe again. Don't stop now, straight to the top now. Go ahead, mommy, make it hot now. I need me a love that's gonna make my heart stop now. And what I need is simple. 5'5" with dimples, potential wife credentials. Know about the life I'm into, life I've been through, and how I had a trifling mental. So ride with me, G4, fly with me. Times get hard, cry with me, die with me. White beach sand, fly with me. My advice is forget the limelight. Let's make love while we listen to Frank White. So tight, now I understand life. Yeah, take that. Come on.
About to be out and go see these Lakers win this championship. Miles is gone, man. Ain't nobody here but us.
And I said, come on at 9
the game. Come on at 9 Miles.